Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. We introduce Stella Bronson, Jeff Pilgrim's secretary, to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
If you think I go about deliberately breaking up people's marriages, you're wrong. Quite completely wrong. But in this case, where Marcia Pilgrim's concerned, it'd be a pleasure. Who does she think she is? Yesterday afternoon, after she'd come storming into Jeff's office to make a perfectly infantile fuss about us having lunch together one day last week, and all in the way of business, too, she chose to make one or two remarks that got under my skin. So, in case you think I'm not behaving very well, that's why I've accepted Harry Palmer's invitation to Marcio's cocktail party. I like Jeff. I like him tremendously. So for your benefit, Marcia, my sweet, I'm after him. And as far as I'm concerned, no holds barred.
Well, that sounds like some more arrivals at the door, Jeff. Will you go?
Oh, it's probably Harry Palmer.
Oh, who's he bringing, do you know?
I haven't the vaguest idea, Pet. Some bright lass, no doubt. The old Harry covers a fair bit of ground.
So long as it's not some long-legged wench from a chorus line, I couldn't bear it.
Well, don't be surprised if it is. I shan't be a minute, Marcia. You go and talk to Miles. Hello there, Jeff. Palmer, old boy. Oh, Marcia and I are beginning to think you'd stood us up. Come on in and... Miss Bronson? I'm sorry we're late. I brought Stella.
Hello. What's it to be tonight, Jeff? Jeff or Mr. Pilgrim?
Yes. Let's close the door for a start. Here, give me your things. We have someone in attendance tonight, but she's busy handling around the what's names.
How's Mrs. Pilgrim? I hope my coming here won't raise anyone's blood pressure, Jeff.
No, of course not. We're delighted to see you. Yes. Well, right, all set. Let's charge in and meet people, huh? You blockhead, Harry. What the devil were you thinking of? In here.
Anyone I know here apart from the office people, Jeff?
Oh, I think you know just about everyone.
Oh, good.
Hi, Marcia. New arrivals.
Oh, hello, Harry. How are you?
Hello, Marcia. You met Stella Bronson, of course.
Oh. Yes, we've met. How do you do?
Hello, Mrs. Pilgrim. Looks like a marvelous party. I'm enjoying it already.
Well, that is nice. Harry, will you introduce Miss Bronson to people? Angela Tennant's over there in the corner with a mob I think you know.
Right. Come on, Stella.
Hi there, Angela.
Hi.
Jeff, come into my room for a minute, will you? I want to talk to you.
Uh-oh. Here it comes. I go through more scenes than Olivier. Here we go again.
Now, look. What's the meaning of asking that Bronson woman here to my party?
But, darling, I didn't ask.
Then what's she doing here? Gate crashing? Oh, Jeff, I'm furious with you.
Well, it's my fault, actually, darling, but it never entered my head that Palmer would be such an utter ass.
Didn't you know he was bringing her?
Of course not. I simply said bring anyone you like. I told all the office chaps to bring their own woman.
Well, I'm going to ask her to leave.
No, have some sense, darling. You can't do that.
I can and I will. I will not entertain that woman under my roof.
It's my roof, too, Marcia. And you will not ask Stella Bronson to leave.
Perhaps you'd rather I left, then, so you can devote yourself to her exclusively.
If you don't pull yourself together, Marcia, I'll shove you over my knee. What's the girl ever done to you? She's a guest here, and you're her hostess. Now, if you don't want to speak to her, you needn't. But by jingo, you're not going to make a fool of yourself in front of half the people in town. Oh, look, darling, don't let's have another one of those things about Stella, for heaven's sake.
Jeff... What is it about her that gets me so?
Maybe it's a hairdo. How should I know? Now then, shall we see to our guests? We are throwing a party, you know.
All right. Give me a kiss, please. Oh, I'm too beastly fond of you, Jeff. That's what's wrong. Please understand.
You don't make me any fonder of you by this unreasoning possessive jealousy of yours, Sterling. Now, come along. People will think we've walked out on them or something.
You've been last year. You must be three behind at least.
Oh, I had to fix my hair.
Rot, darling. You can't pull the wool over little Angela's cunning old eyes. What's Jeffrey doing? Starting a harem?
I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Why, that ravishing secretary woman of his, of course. Now, wouldn't you think he'd see enough of her at his office without dragging her up here to drink his gin and two?
Don't bait me, Angela. I'm not in the mood. And if you must know, Jeff hadn't the faintest idea. Oh, don't care, Cordelia. It doesn't seem to. Jeff told Harry Palmer to bring anyone, so here she is.
Oh, men, darling. They're as cagey as weasels. Now, you take my advice.
Oh, not again. Do shut up about it, Angela. There's a good woman. Oh, yes, please, Nancy. One for me.
Oh, thanks.
And next time you see Jeff and Stella lunching together, do have a good look and make sure there's no third person with them.
Oh, well. I only hope I never have to say I told you so. But after three husbands, adorable liars, every confounded one of them, you mustn't mind, darling, if I'm a little cynical.
You probably told just as many lies yourself.
Well, of course, darling. That's totally different.
Oh, hello, Miles. Having fun? Come and help me entertain people. You have a drink? Good. We might even go and talk to Harry Palmer and Mae West Jr. over there.
I say, Marcia's heading our way, Stella. This might be your opportunity.
She's been avoiding me like the plague all night. Maybe she's having conscience trouble.
Yes, maybe. Oh, it's a splendid show, Marcia. What makes some parties go like steam and others fall flatter than Percy Fleming's conversation, eh?
It depends whether they've got me for hostess or not, Harry.
Of course.
You know Miles Hendricks, of course, Miss Bronson.
Oh, but of course. Hi, Miles.
What's become of Jeff?
Jeff? Oh, last time I saw him, he was talking to Melody Parsons. Now, where are... Oh, yes. There they are. Oh. He was here with us for a while.
I'm terribly glad I was here tonight, Mrs. Pilgrim. I was able to do something I'd completely forgotten.
Oh? What was that?
Thank Jeff for driving me home from Fig Tree Street that night.
Drive you home from where? And when?
Fig Tree Street. It was the night before your wedding, wasn't it, Harry?
Yes, you remember, Marcia. Jeff and a lot of chaps had a Bucks dinner at the Green Peony.
Oh, yes, I do remember now.
I thought it was perfectly sweet of Jeff to drive me all over the place at 2 o'clock in the morning. Would you believe it? Until tonight, I've never even said thanks properly.
But wasn't it a stag dinner that night?
Oh, yes, definitely. I took Stella there independently. We met by chance.
Then why on earth didn't you drive her home?
Well, actually, Marcia, darling, my car ran out of petrol or was milked or something. Yeah, at least that's the story. And Jeff's sticking to us. Hey, Stella?
But of course your car was out of petrol. And not a taxi to be seen.
Is it really that funny, or does my sense of humor come unstuck?
Oh, I'm sorry, Marcia. Really, we are, aren't we, Stella?
Oh, terribly.
I say, we haven't dropped any bricks, have we? Well, that is, Jeff did tell you all about it himself, didn't he?
What? Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, well, I'm glad of that. For a moment, I thought we might have, shoved our feet in.
Oh, it's quite all right. Jeff did tell me, but I'd completely forgotten. I mean, it's ages ago now, isn't it?
Hmm? Oh, yes, it's ages.
Yes, ages. I may as well take this opportunity to tell you, Mrs. Pilgrim, that I absolutely adore working with Jeff. He's quite the ideal person. Charming, considerate. I think I'm frightfully lucky.
He'll be enchanted to hear it.
The other night, when we had to work...
Look, excuse me, will you? You can continue the paeans of praise for my husband some other time, Miss Bronson.
Oh, poor Marcia. Have you ever seen a woman so completely rage-maddened and
Not able to show it, eh?
Serves her right. That's just the first move. And it's going to be the first of many.
Well, well. You're quite up in the air about her, aren't you, my dear?
I loathe her. I'm going to make her so jealous of me that she'll think I own her husband, body and soul, before I'm finished.
Yeah, you'd better watch out she doesn't finish you in your job first.
Oh, no, Harry. No. Because, you see, I've another little trick up my sleeve. A trick that you or Jeffrey or Marcia don't know a thing about. And you're not going to. Yes. As you know me better, you'll discover that I usually get what I want.
Yes? Well, watch out, my darling, that you don't get what you deserve.
Gone at last. Oh, how glad I am. Oh, what a ghastly party. Another minute and I'd have screamed. So Angela was right. Jeff told me on our honeymoon he'd had absolutely nothing to do with the woman. And all the time he'd been with her the night before we were married. Don't let's keep having jealous arguments about Stella Bronson, he said. All right. All right, Jeff, we won't. This time it's going to be different. You'll see what I mean soon enough. Darling.
We invite you to listen again to further chapters of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.